The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Annyeonghaseyo, Oppa-chan. Welcome back to Bully Local FM. Today we're in South Korea. Busan, so south of South Korea, to be specific.
I'm glad you had that planned.
That's that we out here, Oppa Chans.
I forgot it was my intro.
Kawaii. Wait, is that Korean?
No, that's Japanese.
What's Korean? Dong Sayade.
Yeah, something dung.
It's the only phrase I know in Korean, and it means I have to go take a shit.
Okay, that's Hangul. Nice.
Hangul.
I know. Sarange means I love you, I think.
Sarange.
Oppa Gundam style.
And what does that mean, Rudy?
Later.
It means, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, Henry, just for you, I brought a special guest on today. I'm going to bring him out like at the beginning of the episode today. I know you are a big fan, and actually, I would even go as far as to say you're a trendsetter for this kind of like upbringing.
Okay.
Art follows you. And, well, I'd like to, you know what? The artists can speak for themselves right now. Sorry for the listeners. The artist is getting ready right now.
Right. What the fuck is this?
I cannot. So everyone, that was Noah the rapper. So that is actually a new person that we found on the streets of Busan. And
right.
We thought that inviting them into the studio for an interview would be very interesting.
I cannot.
This is the famed Noah the rapper that I heard about earlier today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gaining a lot of traction in Busan specifically, actually, right now. So, right. Noah, where'd you get your start?
Kenry, when I tell you, us yesterday in IKEA, people are just doing their shopping normal. This bitch comes up to me off the street. I swear, when I say I lost it, and then he starts singing Waka Waka with this.
Okay.
Henry, do the tea kettle. Just get on the trend.
Oh, yeah, you really like that sound, I guess, already?
I really do. I think it's hella
fun. I haven't done it in a long time. Let's see.
So, okay, you get ready, and I'm going to picture this, dear listeners. Episode 74, Globally Local FM. I am about to make my tea. How do I know when the tea is ready? I swear, I don't know how you guys do it. Jesus Christ.
Shakira looks different in this timeline.
Damn.
In this timeline, Shakira has throat cancer.
The taxes in Spain did something crazy to Shakira.
Oh, God. Those hips did lie in lungs as well.
All right, laddies. I actually did have a beef of the week that I wanted to mention here.
Oh, please do.
If you wouldn't mind. And it's
gonna laugh about this.
It's news sites and their scrolling like mechanisms, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So when you get like article pages, right at the bottom there's like 1, 2, 3, and then like you select the page that you want to look at.
Uh-huh.
What I have found to be really annoying is that either you just get like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you want to look at page 20, you just have to clicking the last one. Like, you have to do way too many clicks. Or even worse is what I encountered for the Philippines, the news website I was using, had the one where you can either skip to the last or to the first. So either I have to, if I want to look at page 20, I have to just click a billion times. Or my alternative is I can look at the news from 2001, which I don't know why that's even an option.
What the fuck?
So I can go to page 9,000 quicker than I can go to page 20, which I find very frustrating. So that's my beef of the week.
Valid beef of the week. I'm going to piggyback over that. And I think I bitched about this before, but any news website that is behind a paywall.
So true.
Yeah.
Or rather, a paywall that is not clear at the beginning when you use the website. It's like you look at the website, oh my god, so many news articles. You click on the article, one paragraph you start reading. When you scroll down, that's where the block appears, and then you have to do a subscription. Mm. And I'm there like, how about I shoot you in the legs?
I also have a tangential beef of the week, which is specifically when I'm trying to click close on a pop-up, but in the like the instant I'm about to click close, an ad pops up and I click on the ad. Fucking hate that.
Oh,
that's horrendous. Disgusting.
Listen, at this point, I also think that they're not factual. I don't think there's that many hot moms in my area. Like, it statistically cannot be true.
Yeah, like, crazy.
You know, I did that once while I was watching like an illegal stream, and then I just shut it down because I was scared I just downloaded a virus, and I actually haven't watched an illegal stream since. So,
what's the stream?
Oh, this is going to sound really lame, but I guess it is in theme for this week's recording. It was a football stream, Rudy. I was actually watching because I couldn't get this particular match. Like, I didn't want to pay for it.
Oh, it was behind a paywall like that. Okay.
I mean, all stuff is kind of behind a paywall in that.
I was era. Like, what did you watch a football match in North Korea?
it was just one that's like, I don't want to, because I don't watch that much football, but there's the occasional match that I wanted to watch. And I was like, all right. But yeah, that scared me straight, people. That was 6 years ago, and I haven't done any piracy since.
Since then, Henry's been straight.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think it's time we move on to, and it's not Busan, it's Bushan. for those who get the Johnny English reference there. We watched Johnny English together with Sid recently, and to get you back into the loop, there's a scene in there, it's like comedy, right? And he's like, Johnny English is supposed to be like somewhat suave, but a dumb dude. And there's a guy, like a killer, hiding as like a steward, like a flight attendant.
Yeah.
But he's wearing somebody else's clothes, and it clearly on the nameplate says Susan. And Johnny English's assistant is like, sir, I don't think that's Susan. Well, clearly you're not a linguist. That's clearly Shushan.
Actually, you know what? I think this does ring a bell. I feel like I think I did see a few of those movies, and it's kind of coming back.
It's a romp and a riot. Solid. And you know what else is a romp and a riot? The news! Right. City, take us away.
All right. For the first bit of news, I would like to take us to Busan, where looking forward to the Chuseok holidays from October 3rd to... From before October 3rd to next October 9th, not a year, less than, they will implement medical support measures to minimize inconveniences and ensure seamless emergency care for its citizens.
What does that mean? You get shot on sight if you're a romp and a rioter?
Well, the city will operate an emergency medical situation room, where basically if you're having a medical situation, they will just get rid of you.
All right, that's one way to solve the illness.
Yeah, like can't have an illness if no more you.
That's true.
Well, I will say, not related necessarily to this news piece, but I just wanted to note that I watched, do I name drop it? I won't. I watched like a travel series recently where they were in South Korea.
Why would you not name drop it?
because I'm trying to be a secretive boy, you know, get people to slide in my DMs.
Content, public content, we don't get striked by it.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to give them the publicity.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
actually, I don't care at all. But I'm just trying to be mysterious at this point.
This guy.
Anyway, it was just like a travel series. I'll tell you afterwards, just to make the viewers annoyed as well. I watched a travel series where they were in South Korea, and it just annoyed me to no end when they have like place names in Korea. They often have like the AE or the EO, right? And they always just pronounced it phonetically, and it just kind of drove me up the wall, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well, so there's like a place. So like the EO, you pronounce just like an O, basically, sort of, right? I'm not saying I pronounce it right, but it's not, you don't pronounce it EO, if that makes sense. So there was like for a place called like Jecheon, they were saying Jecheon and that kind of stuff. Oh. And it's like in almost all the place names, and it just, I don't know. It just really annoyed me.
Then why did you keep watching?
Because it's a good show. It's actually, I would recommend everyone to watch it, but I'm still not going to name it.
Yeah, I was about to say, then fuck, you recommend it then.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I like it a lot.
No, but I think I'm glad for you.
Implementing this infrastructure to get rid of citizens, especially when they're having a medical emergency, is really necessary, especially with growing population rates. I think you can easily get rid of half of the people at Carnival in the Netherlands if we implemented that.
Right.
Yeah. For those who are not sort of familiar, Carnival in the Netherlands is the equivalent of Manchester United actually winning a game.
I thought this is just like the four episode runner is Manchester United. For yes, some
we just pulled this out of our ass like three episodes ago. I know nothing about this, but Henry told me they're apparently doing very shit. So now I'm just, everything that's doing shit is Manchester United.
Well, I'm glad that South Korea, which is famously struggling a lot with population growth, is implementing measures to slow it down even further. That's pretty... pretty good.
They're going to stop it until it's just one old guy. And then that bitch is going to
stop her.
And then that bitch is going to croak.
Yeah, what happens then?
Rub it.
You just got a lot of empty buildings, I guess?
Well, he's just going to...
Oh, okay. He's just going to sit there doing a frog impression.
I said he's going to croak, didn't I?
Yeah, all right. Well, fair enough. It sounds like a great hobby when you're the last one left in your country.
True. I mean, when you think about it economically, hospitals probably cost a lot to upkeep. If you start getting rid of the patients in hospitals, well then, lo and behold, no problems will come your way.
That begs a question. Is there still an economy if there's only one person participating?
Sure.
Well.
All right.
You can engage in global trade.
That's true. Yeah.
What else matters?
I croak, no. You froak. Never died. No, no, I just move on. Henry, please.
All right. Well, my news article, thank you for asking, as I remember what it is again. Oh, right. This was for ADHD prescriptions. You guys have or don't have ADHD? You don't, right?
As far as I know, I don't think so.
I have symptoms. Like if it's a spectrum, I'm on there, but it's not diagnosed and it doesn't impede on my life that
much. Yeah, okay. I know how to
get a hold of it.
Well, if you would have ADHD, then South Korea is the place to be because they are throwing out the medications over the counter. I like that we have like a medicine themed episode so far.
I thought you were going to say throwing out the ADHD med. Like, it's just like today's topic is just if you're sick, get shot.
They're actually just prescribing pills, and anybody that's caught with them is sent to jail immediately.
Oh, shit.
They're just giving out free pills, and then immediately when you step out of the store, gotcha!
Yeah, they're doing the thing where like you toss grapes into someone's mouth, except it's ADHD pills. You catch it, you're fucking arrested on the spot.
Last time I saw, I think Colossal Pengo was somewhere down there.
Throating grapes?
Anyway, so...
Yes! Throating grapes, yep.
There's been an investigation into ADHD prescriptions because it turns out they were prescribing them too laxly, with individuals getting way too many pills over the course of years. So, for example, one person...
Well, that's kind of bad.
Yes, it is. Received 34,000 pills across 25 prescriptions in 5 years.
What the fuck?
Okay, that's really bad, because as far as I know, those ADHD pills, the way they work is like, they don't like, how do I say, for the lack of a better term, cure anything.
Yeah.
They sort of pacify certain things, but you get used to them, so then you up the dose and stuff like that. So if you really overdo whatever the your prescription actually says, you're just going to get used to it, and then you're just fucked, basically.
Mm.
Yes. So I did a little bit of searching on that as well, and the maximum recommended daily dose is 3 pills. So this person, if they took the maximum recommended dosage each day, they would have enough pills to last them 31 years. So they got a little
but
bit too much.
This is definitely somebody who was catching some kind of high or something from this, right?
Yeah, I imagine, I don't know if this is true, but I imagine you can probably sell them to people as well. Anyway.
You see, this is a businessman over there.
Yeah,
you always sell the ADHD patients to others.
is this back in the prison theme? Oh, we're selling off prisoners?
Anything to get the population down. Starting with South Korea, going to Japan next. They're already
declining.
Actually,
great segue if we're talking about population. We out here is my article.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a serious burger, but fascinating to me nonetheless. I stumbled upon some interesting statistics while doing my research, and look at what I found. So, in 2006, Busan had approximately like 23,300 foreigners registered in the city, so not Korean people, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, so that's basically 10 years apart, number had grown to 46,000. Finally, at the end of the third quartile of this year, it's almost 65,000, which is a 41% increase from 2015 and 177% increase since 2006. And guess what? Whilst, of course, not all, but the biggest sector that shows an increase in the demography is, guess what? International students.
Ah.
So, applauds for our lads and lassies out there. You think they go there for K-pop?
That's probably
one of the reasons. There has got to be at least a section of people who are in it for K-pop.
There is definitely people studying in South Korea because of that. 100%.
Yeah. Right.
And also because of, what the fuck is that show called? To All the Dumb Bitches Out There. What was the show called?
Oh, The Samurai Turns Stupid.
Yeah, that...
No, what's it called?
How did you get that from what I said?
Because I also never remember the show names our friends talk about. Like, what the fuck was it? It's the one where it's two brothers. One fucked a girl. The girl fell in love with him, but then fell out of love. And then she was going to marry another one. And then she didn't, I guess, marry that one. But the brothers are kind of just beefing with each other. Well, there's a beef of the year. The Summer I Turned Pretty.
There we go.
Something like that.
The Summer Turned Stupid, you mean?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, whatever, like, the way the show was described, they're all three of them are stupid.
Yeah, I mean, for a premise like this, and I'll preface by saying I haven't watched any of this, I only have heard about this on a podcast. From a premise like this, you kind of have to have the characters sound, like, be stupid. That's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if everybody's kind of, like, rational, you don't have a show, because it's just like, all right.
Yeah. But I'll be honest, on this trope, so I recently started watching, because, you know, like, it's Tober, it's spooky season. So I was like, I want to watch something like mysterious or some like spooky themed shows and stuff like that. So I started watching, do you guys know the book series Goosebumps? Popular in the before 2000s?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, they are now making these like sort of young adult series out of, I think, each book, like motives or something like that, because I've never read the books. But 2 years ago, it came out on Disney Plus. It was just Goosebumps. Then I think last year came out Goosebumps The Vanishing. It's like different cast. It's like a one season basically show. And what I like about sort of both and I've noticed modern horror stories do that a lot, which I really like, is when people are not stupid, or rather the characters, you watch them and you're like, actually, that's probably how actually people would react to this. And then still bad stuff happens. That I realize that is far better, like how this like horror vibes than just, you know, like, I don't know, like the normal dumb tropes where it's like, why the fuck would you do that? Nobody would do that. And then something happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just the idea of like something like you do that and you're like, yeah, that's what I also do. And then they still get fucked. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's scarier because you can like, oh, I don't know how to phrase this properly, but you can imagine yourself as the character.
Yeah.
It's scary because you're not like, oh, I wouldn't do this stupid shit. It's like, yeah, that is what I would do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say it, girl.
Yes. Yeah. The summer I turned scary.
Okay, I think it's time for us to go to the ad.
Welcome aboard the train to Busan. We have a very full train today, so please find your seat as quick as possible. The weather forecast today is for temperatures to be high, so please ensure that you take note of the advice posters on display at the stations, and if possible, carry a bottle of water with you. If you feel unwell, contact a member of staff at the station. Please keep your tickets ready for the conductor, who will be making rounds shortly. Please rest assured that there are no zombie apocalypses predicted this afternoon, but in case there are any developments on that, you will be informed. All I have been bit by is this weird rapper who boarded the train very early called Noah, but he seemed very hygienic about it, so I don't think it will start with me. Thank you, and have a pleasant journey ahead.
Very good, very good.
What? No rap?
No. I cannot.
Oh, by the way, I've never seen the movie. I got the reference, I haven't seen the movie.
Well, here's a random note, but Train to Busan is actually the only movie that I own. Because I bought it to watch on YouTube, actually.
Oh.
And
is it worth at this point? Like, tell me honestly, it's a watch? Like, I have to watch it?
Not really. I think it's a nice movie, and I like rewatching it every now and then, but I wouldn't say it's a must watch.
Okay. It's a very good zombie apocalypse movie. And yeah, if that's not your cup of tea, then it's not worth checking out.
I'll be honest, zombie apocalypse is kind of one of those things where I usually am like, it really does not interest me. But I've heard a lot of good things about this one. I think the only sort of zombie apocalypse movie that I actually like, or two, the first one is I Am Legend with Will Smith, mm-hmm. I believe it's called. That one I liked back when. And technically, I guess, fits, but it's because of the books and blah, blah. Like the Maze Runner trilogy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Because technically, it is a zombie apocalypse type of deal, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched
those I like.
The one with, I forget what his name is, but the British guy, if that makes sense.
It's like Benedict Cumberbatch?
No.
It's like a British guy. It's kind of like the same cast every time, and they make a lot of different comedy movies, and I always think they're really good.
I don't know any of the names. Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
I haven't seen the movie, but also had heard a lot of... I've seen his other work about the... What's the one about the aliens? You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know the one. Yeah.
Where they go like that, it's the pub crawl of the night and then it's just aliens in there.
Yeah. I forgot what it's called. Yeah.
That one's not like scary, but I always like that one as like horror, like zombie media, I guess, because it's very, I don't know. I always think they make pretty funny stuff. And Train to Busan, I'm usually not like a horror movie type either, but that one, I don't know. It was just pretty good. I wouldn't say it's a must-see movie, but it's definitely, if you get the chance to see it, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, that's enough advertising. Sid, bleep all of that out, because I don't want any shows mentioned. Thank you. All right. So, everybody, keep your eyes closed. or sorry, close your eyes rather, and picture this. So you wander around the bustling metropolis, seeing the great sights of the rolling hills and the ocean in the distance. However, you came here with a mission, and it's not just to have a run around the city. Your father has been sick for a long time, and you were told that Busan held the key to curing the illness. After a lot of searching, you stumble across an alleyway with an elder present. As you try to explain your predicament, the elder notes to beckon you closer. He puts his face by your ear and says, "Young lad, the secret to curing your father's illness is to play the hit South Korean game Eternal Return free on Steam." That's right, people, I'm breaking the fourth wall to tell you to play Eternal Return free on Steam.
I can't believe this made it back. Oh my god.
So if advertising a niche Korean game on an even more niche podcast is up your alley, then maybe Busan could be your next destination.
You know why I'm mad? Because you actually got me with that. I had no idea what's coming. I cannot believe that we are doing an episode in Busan and I did not see this coming. Oh,
I was hoping that it wouldn't be too suspicious that I hadn't mentioned it yet.
You got me pants down, brother. You got me pants down. I just, holy, how did I forget that this is a saga that continues? Well, because my hope it was that it wasn't, but well, for those who don't know, this has been going on since basically the day I met Henry.
Well, back then I was really into the game. I actually haven't played it for like 9 months because it's from Australia. I have a really bad connection, but back when I met you, Rudy, it was like my main game and it was already for a long time at that point.
Yeah, that brought me back almost to Boss Fruit. Anyways,
now that's a really
all right, reference. All right, gents, it's time to get off your bums and go local. So first things first, taxi drivers. You know how in Western society we sometimes whine about late taxi drivers, we keep to the rules and can miss a plane, etc, etc. Well, not in Busan. These lads will get you there. All you need is to say the magic words, namely Pali Pali, which just means quickly, and those boys will go over 150 kilometers per hour in a city to get where you need to be. So don't be like me, which is squeamish. Next up, traffic jams. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Port City, Busan allows you to enjoy your croissant in your own car, as well as take a shower, mow the lawn, and read the newspaper, all whilst waiting by the red light. And one more tip for international drivers, especially our American friends. Use the goddamn blinkers. Every big road going through the city has 50 lanes in one direction, and if you skip off 33 of them just because, we'll have fun in jail. And no, not like those Korean dramas where you can seduce the policeman. No, this one will most likely report you for harassment as well. So girls, hands off the men and onto the wheel. So all in all, only road facts for you today, because let's be honest, it's Busan in South Korea. We all know what we want up there. And if you don't, well, where have you been whilst we wondered where exactly did they hide Blackpink in our areas?
Okay.
That was lovely.
Okay. Low-key, real quick beef of the week. I feel like a lot of people down where I live don't use their blinkers properly, and it's kind of fucking annoying. All right.
I've genuinely noticed that it seems to be only a European standard that blinkers exist.
It's definitely not the most pleasant thing when someone just suddenly merges in front of you with no warning.
Yeah, that is... honestly, I maybe even said this on the podcast, but I can't remember. But I think my mom or my dad told me the best advice as a driver you can keep to is just remember that, like, when it comes to driving skills and driving accidents, it's most likely will be somebody else's fault that you might get into something. So just keep your eyes peeled, not mostly, let's just like, don't stress about your skills, just keep your eyes peeled on others on the road.
Bars.
Defense. Alright. I guess on that note, local business, Sid, what do you got?
I would like to promote the Japanese ruins of Busan, which is 400-year-old remains of the samurai invasion of Korea. where the Ming Emperor used guerrilla tactics and flame-throwing armored turtle ships to expel the Japanese from the island afterwards.
Holy Jesus, right. Angry Birds, but turtles.
Yeah.
For my local business, I recommend Kim's House Busan, which is apparently an actual home made into a hotel for weary travelers. The host, Mr. Kim, according to reviews, speaks very good English and will chat with you about pretty much anything. Why am I suggesting an actual business, not some joke, you ask? Well, because this sounds like a really good feel-good anime setup. And although I don't watch many of them, I do have a soft spot for like cozy fantasy setups, so there you go.
Mm, that's nice.
That's cute.
Yeah. My local business is a little bit of a stretch, and I think you can already guess where this is going, but it's a ride to the Busan train station. From there, you can take a 1 hour, 20 minute train ride to the Daejeon Dream Arena, where you can witness the finals of the hit game Eternal Return Esports Circuit. And yes, this will be my last mention of it today.
keyword today. The radio, Sid.
I would like to promote the Gugak FM radio 98.5. Okay. Pause. Time out. So
cut this. No.
So Gugak is the name of Korean traditional music.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought it's like the way they call Lady Gaga.
It's just Lady Gugak. But right. So this is a pretty South Korean radio, going all the way from Gangneung to Gyeongjo.
Pop off.
Why did you do this to yourself?
And Seoul and Busan.
Hell yeah.
Brother.
That's a good recommendation. Thank you, Sid.
Oi. And for my radio suggestions, WBS Busan Original Broadcaster. What do the three letters stand for? I say, why bitches slurping? For all I know, because I swear every ad between songs was about Bob or something, and they do let you know exactly how it sounds when you drink one.
That sounds horrible.
I swear to God. It's like literally, I don't know, like some it was like a sort of traditional music. And then Blackpink comes on. I remember, like, I recognized one song. And then suddenly, like, I say, oh, something.
Oh, God, that sounds horrific. That sounds horrific.
Holy shit.
All right. Well, for my radio recommendation, I actually stumbled. So my usual website did not really work for South Korea for some reason. So I was just searching them. And then I found a website where you have, like, a playlist of the songs they've been playing. And then there was this one radio I looked where they just played two K-pop songs followed by the Saudi Arabian national anthem and then an Avril Lavigne song. So it was a bit confusing. It's not my recommendation, but it is out there apparently. Instead, I would recommend to listen to Box Radio, which just plays K-pop songs and not random national anthems.
Box Fruit FM.
Hell yeah.
Gugak in your area.
Okay. Right. And whilst we are sort of saying our goodbyes and getting ready for Noah the rapper performing for us at the end of the episode, thank you so much for listening to episode 74 of Globally Local FM. We appreciate you here. If you want to give us some feedback, you can find me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000, so 000RUDYS000. Sid, where can they find you?
In the depths of the cupboard.
Okay. Just don't mind the pop of the jacket. Henry, where can they find you?
In line with tickets to Noah's concert.
Okay, I'm right there with you. We're also going to meet there, guess who, Colossal Pengu, who will stream on twitch.tv this performance, so you know, exposure, so go check him out, and we're going to see you next week
in Moroni, in the Comoros Islands.
Yeah, okay, now give it up for Noah the Rapper.
Ha ha ha! I like how half the time it's not even trying to say anything coherent, and then half the time it is.
When he actually goes in with like a concentrating face, I just lose it, man. Because this man will look at the mic, looking in the eyes, and goes like... Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.